This is CliffCentral.com.
Is George coming in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's do this in the meantime. Let me just see that I haven't got any...
Sure.
All right. So I've got no alcohol in my blood.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the legal blood alcohol limit for driving is less than 0.05.
Okay, Leanne's turn.
Oh, boy. I can't guarantee this will be zero, okay?
Did you have some to drink last
night?
Not
this morning, no.
When it says blow, not now, just when it says... Okay, now go. Oh, my God, that's the alarm. What does it say?
It's just flashing.
No, it's busy, it's coming. 0.030.
Oh, my word!
You still have some in you.
What? Yeah. No, hold on. Maybe it's what I'm drinking now.
Okay.
I'm drinking Lucozade.
Okay.
Maybe it's the caffeine.
Right.
See,
when it says blow, then blow into there.
All right.
0.030. Okay.
Point zero three zero. Okay.
Is it saying blow yet?
No, not yet.
Okay. There we go.
Uh oh.
See, I didn't go beep. You're also zero.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Leanne, you're drunk.
It's impossible. I went to bed at like 9.
Maybe you have a constant blood alcohol.
You know what? You have a point because I do have like...
Maybe.
Blood sugar level issues and thyroid issues.
Diabetes?
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay. Well, when George comes in, we'll test him as well. But there we go. So only one who shows up any blood alcohol is Leanne at this point. We'll have a
I'm reading the ingredients on my drink.
Yeah,
this is confusing, though. So they say the legal limit is a breath alcohol content.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what we just did?
Yes.
Breath alcohol or blood alcohol limit?
Well, breath alcohol, blood alcohol.
Listen, there are a couple of warnings on this drink that I'm drinking.
That's
what does it say?
The one says it contains Sunset Yellow and Ponso 4R.
Yes. Oh my God, you're going to die.
May have an adverse effect on activity and attention in children.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it can make you hyper. That's why it's an energy drink.
I thought it was just vitamins.
What's that, Poncho? Poncho Vila.
Ponso. P-O-N-C-E-A-U.
What is that even?
Wow, that sounds
dodgy. I don't
know.
Wow. Okay, you're just trying to justify.
All right, Gareth, I don't know much about Alex Jones, other than him being on a Joe Rogan podcast earlier this year. That podcast was almost 5 hours long, and he has over 13 million views. My mind was blown. I'm more into conspiracy theories than Ben Karpinski is. Just makes you think. I believe all the crazy stuff Alex says is happening just due to the fact that all the social media sites are blocking him. Maybe he knows too much. That's Clint from the Val.
Uh-oh.
Alex Jones is banned from Facebook. No one is surprised about Ass getting a reading. I love that. That's late. Yeah, so I got this little machine. Someone brought it here, the guys who make it, and they said to me, do you want to, you know, try it out? And I thought, yeah, sure. So it's a very simple thing. It's probably about the size of one of those old Nokias. So it's like a little cell phone.
Yeah.
It's got one button, which is the on and off. And then you blow into the side and it reads whether or not there's alcohol in your breath.
Hmm. So now, are we doing the hot cross bun taste?
This one, by the way, is made by AlcoScan. And it's called the ALC-1. AlcoScan. All right, let's try with a hot crust bun and see if it goes anywhere else.
Okay.
And how soon after eating it are you supposed to measure?
You go first, Leanne. Help yourself.
Oh, I don't know if there's any
point. I'll get the machine ready.
There is no point.
For you, there is. All right, so Leanne's going to have a normal hot crust bun.
Ooh, they're the extra spicy ones.
Oh, that's bad news. All right, so have a little bit of that. See, I have some of this. And then we'll all do a little test again.
Okay. Let's see.
All right. So this is what apparently... Here, George, grab a hot crust bun.
Mm.
Oh, we first have to test that you don't have any on you at the moment, any alcohol. So let me just start this up for George.
George, to give you some background, mine came up positive.
I was listening. 0.030.
Now, what's the limit that you're meant to be?
I think 0.015.
Oh, really?
Or 0.02. Or something. But you're definitely over the limit.
Alright, let's do this. George, when it says blow, then you blow into that thing. Okay? Until You hear a sound. Okay. Busy figuring it out. 0.00 for George.
See?
All right. George, grab a hot crust.
Also not surprised there.
All right. Ash, do you want to try this?
Oh, hold on up. It'll end up full of hot cross bun. Give me a moment.
Are you meant to finish the whole go up. Bun or not?
No, you just have a little bit.
Uh-huh. Oh, hold on.
But it says blow now. Oh my God, she's over the limit again.
It's calculating. It's gone up. 0.048.
All right, so it works.
Yeah.
And Sia? Works very quickly.
Yeah.
You try. All right. Sia's going to do the same.
Breath alcohol content of 0.024 per 1,000 milliliters.
My God, you shouldn't be able to drive.
I think it's something to do with my
issues. That's breath alcohol. Blood alcohol, 0.05 grams per 100 milliliters. So breath alcohol is 0.024.
Okay, so it's still... Okay, then she's fine. Then she's in the clear.
Mine went up by 0.013.
No, she's over. Breath alcohol 0.024. She was 0.03.
So already, it's actually, without the hot.
No. I lie.
No, I'm leaving. She's 0.024. Yeah.
Yeah. 0.24 is the
left out of decimal.
Yeah,
no, it's 0.0. So it's like nothing really.
All right. Let me try, and then we tested. So it definitely made Sia and Leanne's blood alcohol or breath alcohol limit go up.
Yeah.
reading rather, not limit. So now we'll try mine and let's see if this works 3 out of 3.
Ooh.
Okay, let's have a look. It's busy calculating. No, still 0 for me.
Yours is still 0.
You see, metabolisms are different and it really.
It's very. Listen, this thing's fairly accurate. George, last one.
That's surprising.
George has eaten a lot of hot cross buns.
Nice hot cross buns, by the way.
Oh.
Extra spicy.
George does this like a professional. I think you've done a lot of...
many.
Yeah.
0.
Breathalyzer. 0, you see?
So how come mine...
Yeah, ours went up.
No, I don't want to overthink it. Okay.
God hates you. All right, well, there we go. That's we'll test this later with champagne. We've got a little breakfast here to, you know... celebrate our 5th birthday, and then we'll see if it makes any difference after that.
I'm ready for a mimosa without the orange juice.
A mimosa, Sia.
Yeah, all right. Two brilliant drinks on their own. Why mix them?
Here's George, and we've got George in here every Friday. It's one of the reasons we love Fridays, because when George comes in, we know the weekend's upon us. But we've also got a chance to catch up on some of the lifestyle of motoring, some of the stories about cars going on in the world. It's the place to stop by and start your weekend. All right, what do we got?
Fuel price increase. Vomit, vomit, vomit. But more importantly, besides this fuel price increase of about 52 cents per litre,
yep.
What is the effect on the economy? What are people going to do? What do you think?
Cry.
Yes, cry is one of them.
Scream.
Scream.
Moan.
Moan.
Leave the country.
Move to Perth.
Move to Perth.
Did we cover all of them?
You covered the ones I don't have. But the manufacturers are likely to see the pinch of the manufacturer of cars, because what's going to happen, people are going to drive less and hold onto their cars. So car sales are going to probably decline.
Usually indicative of a general downturn in the economy.
Yes.
We always look at new car prices as a big indicator of whether or not people have money.
Exactly. And then another potential or likely thing to happen is that banks will feel the pinch, because as people hold onto their cars and not buy other cars and try and drive less because their cost of living has gone up, banks won't see the number of deals done.
Mm. Yeah, look, this thing has long and far-reaching implications. If you consider that an increase in the fuel price increases the price of just about everything else by a certain percentage, and when it's a big increase, and we've had how many already this year? Probably about 3?
It was 1 a month.
Three or four.
Is it January, February, March? This will be April. 3 or 4.
This is terrible, terrible news for the South African consumer. A lot of it has to do with the price of oil. A lot of it has to do with international trade, the dollar, the rand. But essentially, a lot of it is also the government and their fuel levy.
Their fuel levy is a big, 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 big
part. It's a massive part of the petrol price. And I do think if government are intent on giving this economy a bit of a kick start, they should think very seriously about dropping the fuel levy.
I think they should, because I mean, besides the other impacts, one of the impacts of an increasing fuel price is lower tax revenue collection, because people are going to drive less, which means they're going to fill up less, which means that the 77.5 billion rand in revenue from fuel levy that has been predicted for 2019 ain't going to come into the coffers.
No, because people will be using less petrol. I mean, I've been talking about this, and it sounds like I'm just procrastinating, but I am going to get rid of my car. It's diesel, it's not petrol, which isn't going up this month, but every other month it has.
It's heavy on it still, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, no. It's a
like
gas
guzzler.
How
much does it cost you to fill up your tank?
Almost 1,000 rand. Mm. And I'm doing that weekly.
I think mine's about 400 rand or something.
I'm gonna get a much cheaper car. I'm going to get one of those cars that is extremely fuel efficient.
Hybrid.
I think that's the way I'm thinking of going, but we don't really have much infrastructure when it comes to...
No, but the hybrid charges itself.
I know, but still.
I don't think we have load shedding.
Do we have nice hybrids?
Well, yes, I think we do. The new Nissan Leaf's a full electric car. That looks nice.
Yeah.
The previous Nissan Leaf looked like...
Horrible.
It was horrible. The Hondas are nice.
Are they
nice
very expensive
car.
To buy?
No more expensive than what you're driving now.
Okay. Yeah. Then it's time. All right. Well, watch this space. I'll keep you informed. Good. All right. What else?
And last but not least is the impact on filling station owners or the franchise itself, because these guys have a very thin margin on fuel, and if the volumes drop, often that filling station makes a loss, and they have to rely more and more on the retail store or the shop to generate a profit, which means that in order for them to make ends meet, they have to push up the prices in that shop.
Right. Oh, you know what? Just really, it's so unfortunate that the petrol price is going up again. And I do sympathize with all of us, because all of us are affected by it. But what are we going to do?
Nothing.
You just got to deal with it, right? You just got to absorb it and move on. All right, what else is going on?
So, more excitingly, do you remember the BMW 333i?
Oh, of course.
Yes, that great old BMW. Yes. Yeah, the original shape, one that you still see them around.
Yeah, so this particular model, the 333i, was only for South Africa.
You're joking?
No.
Didn't happen anywhere else?
It never happened anywhere else.
Huh.
And built by South Africans, and the reason why it was only in South Africa was because Germany never sent us the M3 in that shape.
Huh.
You know the M3?
Mm.
We didn't get the M3. So we took it upon ourselves to put a 3.3-liter engine in that BMW and create a car that was as fast as the M3.
So we basically we made our own version.
Our own version of the M3, which was called the 333i.
Wow.
I used to have a 325i.
Yes, same shape.
Yes. And my ex-husband sold it without me knowing. It was my grandmother's.
And
it had 20,000 Ks on the clock only.
Was it in the South?
Yes.
You had it in the South?
It was born in the South.
And you would you drag race with other ice?
No, but every petrol station we went to, we couldn't leave because everyone was just staring at it and saying, can I buy it?
It was such a great car.
Yeah, I had the 325.
I loved the 325 IS.
Yeah.
That was classic with the sports finishes. Right.
And that IS, that it was called the Shadowline.
Yes, that's right.
It was also only in South Africa.
Really?
Yes.
Yes, if you had that car in the South, you'd made it. Yeah.
You were a big deal. You were like really important and popular.
Yeah.
Right.
And then another very popular South African car that South Africans like is the Ford Raptor. Do you know the Ford Raptor?
It's Bucky.
Tabaki, yes, the double cab Ford Raptor. And American mid-sized bucky. But this particular Ford Raptor in South Africa had a strengthened chassis and was the most capable, or is the most capable, 4x4 on the market.
A strengthened chassis, but it's all I think about sometimes. How about you, Leanne? Do you like a strengthened chassis?
Sounds about right.
Sounds like something I've got.
All right, so those are cars that no one else in the world had.
Yeah, there were modifications to them that's
only really cool.
South African, right. Or only done in South Africa, should I say?
Okay.
And then one car that every South African loved, the VW City Golf.
City Golf. So like the classic two-tone where it was like blue at the top and had a white bumper or red.
I remember those. Those ones. And
red, yellow, blue. No green.
That's right. And it had City written
buy
on the side.
Buy one for him, buy one for you.
Red, yellow, blue. There was an ad.
No, and then they came out with the pink one.
Yes. Believe it or not, this car graced our roads for 7.5 generations.
That is amazing.
Seven and a half. No.
Decades.
I was going to say generations. Holy shit.
And then came to an end abruptly in 2009.
Here's the 1984 commercial that Leanne was talking about, CSE. So you know that we're not making it up. All right, listen to this.
Red, yellow, blue.
Not green.
Red, yellow, blue. Shiny and new. Red, yellow, blue. Buy one for him. Buy one for you. Red, yellow, blue. Red, yellow, blue.
Oh my god, all right, there it is.
Blue, yellow, red, could it be true? Dooby dooby doo. Red, yellow, blue.
No green.
This one's for you.
How fantastic.
All right. I'm so glad I'm alive in the 2000s and not whatever time that was.
1984.
Pew pew.
Do you know why they stopped making that car?
Because it had a shit commercial.
Because it didn't have the crumple zones that it needed, and
like a box,
and the bonnet was very dangerous.
It would just basically smash and crush people to death.
Yes.
If you bashed into something with that car, you'd bounce off of it and fly backwards. I know, because so I had a City Shuttle, and on my 18th birthday, I was driving it. Which probably wasn't a good idea because I had about 18 Sambucas as well.
Oh my god!
But
which is still in your system.
I decided to stop the car and park it, and then I hid from a friend of mine to pretend that I was already outside the car. In the meantime, I rolled into another car without noticing while my head was down. So let's just say red nail varnish came in handy before the next morning.
Oh my goodness.
All right.
And then Jaguar Land Rover might just invent something. They're busy researching it that could stop you from getting sick in your car. You'll know about this, Gareth. A UVC light. They use it in water.
Yes.
To kill the bacteria.
Uh-huh.
And they're busy researching a UVC light that would be inside the car to kill any bugs.
Well, I had this conversation with Spike, who's one of our producers here. He's a production manager, and he said to me, that's bullshit, that you need UV light on its own. Spike, UV light on its own doesn't kill anything, right? This is what he told me, and he said, that's absolute nonsense. Oh. UV light, you need to still, in order to make it effective, you need to kill the things with alcohol first.
Morning, G.
Morning.
From what I understand, yes, you need to. It's not just good enough to shine a UV light on something.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you're trying to kill needs to be lanced with ethyl alcohol or something, and then the UV light kills it.
So if I breathe on it,
maybe they'll be spraying alcohol into the car. There we
go. So get Leanne breathes on it, and then you use UV.
There you sort it. Well, yeah.
Do you know how sterile my esophagus is?
Yeah, there's nothing living there.
Imagine the breathalyzers.
Not for 500 years. Or after you're dead for another 500 years.
No embalming necessary.
But any time the police try to breathalyze anyone in your grave, they'll go off really fast. All right, so.
And then Ford has prototyped a self-braking shopping cart.
What? Oh, to go into the back of your car.
Yeah, so the shopping cart won't be able to go into anybody's car.
How will it know to brake?
So they're building the same technology that is in the Ford that applies a brake when the sensor senses something near it.
Okay. Because shopping trolleys often go into the back of cars, and even people who are just offloading their shopping trolley, they sometimes bump into the back of their own car, and sometimes it leaves a mark, and you have to get that panel beaten or repainted, and it's a pain.
I went to Cape Town a few years ago, parked my car in the parking lot, came back, and there was a big ding in the side of my door. Which was, it wasn't another car, because the ding was about that big only.
Yeah.
And it could have only been a shopping cart, because the height was the right height.
How irritating.
Well, I just got the vision of kids waiting for their parents in the shopping center, getting bored and going, let's get into the trolleys.
Let's see how quick it breaks.
Right.
That'll definitely happen.
So, George, quickly for you, I believe yesterday was 15 years at Auto Trader for you.
Yes.
Happy!
Wow. Thank you.
So, lots of anniversaries this week, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
That's an incredible, it's amazing that the place has been able to hold on to you for 15 years, and that you've been able to keep doing what you're doing so well after 15 years. It's amazing.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
that. Congrats, man.
I have one final story.
Yes, go on.
A lot of people in South Africa live in estates.
Yes, they do.
Yes. So some resident, his daughter, got a speeding fine and was fined by the estate 3,000 rand.
Yes.
Took it to court, and the first judge said that this fine is illegal because the estate is trying to impose speed limits on a public road. The estate then appealed and won the case.
Uh-huh.
And it turned out that speeding limits and fines are now very valid inside estates.
Hmm.
And okay, so this is important. This is precedent. They've obviously spent a lot of money getting this all the way there. But if you speed inside an estate, you can be fined by the estate.
Homeowners Association.
Right, yeah. And then they can make you pay.
Sure, that's a way of making money. Make the speed limit 10 all over.
They can enforce it with the law. So you've got to drive slowly in these places. All right, very good. Thanks, George.
You're welcome.
This is CliffCentral.com.